It's Carrie.
It's Chris. This is our first.
We're doing this live.
We're doing this. This is happening.
In my apartment, yeah. Drinking Belvedere vodka.
I already had a shot. FYI, don't judge. It's our first live podcast.
I had two beers, so. But they were Miller Lights with.
You're fine.
Clamato juice.
I don't know how this is going
to
end.
Well, cheers,
though.
Chris.
Cheers to our first live podcast.
Yes.
God bless us.
God bless it.
You know, because we started doing this and. Thank you for inviting me to do this.
Well, I've been talking about this for 5 years with you.
I know. And I think a lot of people just thought, like, after the first one, oh, they're bored. You know, what are they doing? They're just, like, doing something.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Who said that?
People. I don't know.
What people? We only have 8 listeners.
I don't know.
Was it Eric?
No, it wasn't Eric.
Was it your mother?
No, it wasn't my mom. She loves it.
Yeah, my mom does, too.
Yeah. Well, our moms are supportive.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't think people always take us seriously.
That's true.
Which is good, but I don't think we take ourselves seriously.
Well, I mean, that's why we still look good.
We do. You know?
Yeah, people when they go, how old are you? And I tell them, they're like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
We age really well because we have a carefree existence.
Exactly.
With no responsibility.
Responsibility.
We do, but we don't take it that seriously.
You have a big responsibility now. Can I talk about this? Let's get it out of the way. Chris Cologne, engaged. Engaged. Look at that bling.
There you go.
I mean, women don't even get something that big.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
I can't believe it still.
I was really surprised.
Well, I mean, I can imagine you guys, like, getting married, because, like, we've been together for a long time. How many years?
2.5 years.
Yeah.
I think 2.5 years. It seems, yeah.
We seem to like each other.
We have our days.
I don't get invited much anywhere, so.
Well, we don't do much anywhere at all.
Really? You just stay at home?
We stay at home a lot.
That's
unless
okay.
We, like, go out of town, yeah.
Well, you go out of town a lot, too. You got engaged in Hawaii.
I did get engaged in Hawaii, yes. Speaking of which, and I know. I don't want to cause any trouble.
Okay.
Or problems.
Okay.
But I'm not having bridesmaids.
That's fine. I'm not
having anything, any of that business. Mainly because I've never wanted to be anyone's bridesmaid or best man. I've never been interested in that at all.
Yeah.
And I just assume that nobody else really deep down wants to do that either. Which is wrong, but that's just how I feel. I don't, you know.
I don't know how to address the situation right now because I've been bridesmaids.
I know. Because some people like it, and that's cool. But I personally have never wanted to.
I will say that our friend Naomi, I was the maid of honor and the only bridesmaid at that wedding.
Yes.
And she was really nice.
She's great. She was not bridezilla at all.
No, and she helped me out a lot because she understood how much it sucks to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, definitely.
But I don't. If I ever get married, no.
You're not doing it.
No, I'd just rather go to the courthouse and, like, have a kegger in a backyard. What's wrong with that?
That's class. No, I love that.
Yeah.
Get right to the booze.
Yeah.
Right, sure, that's all people show up
for. I would have some really good craft beer.
Yes, you would. Oh, God, I really want to go to your wedding.
No, I want to get married.
You would have such a good wedding. Man.
But can I just be invited?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not having bridesmaids, I'm not doing any of that.
Right.
But I would still like for people, I would like to have a couple people on my side.
Yeah.
Just stand up with me.
Yeah.
Would you ever be interested in?
I would love to.
Would you?
I would.
Okay. And you don't have to, there's no specific dress you would have to buy, just probably just like a certain color.
Even, that's fun.
That's it. It's probably that's black fun. With like. A red accent or something?
Please. You're already thinking about it. You're
I am.
Crazy.
I'm wearing a red suit.
Are you really?
That's all I know.
Is Eric going to wear a black suit then?
I think he might wear either purple with black accents or black with purple accents.
That's sharp.
Yeah. That's all I know so far. Oh, and the other thing I know for sure, I'm not having a cash bar. And there's no end to the alcohol. There will be alcohol for as long as people want to drink. Because I just feel like if somebody comes out, spends the time and money to see you, they should be able to drink for as long as they want to.
I want to be invited to this.
Well, you're going to be in the wedding party.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
You don't have to, like, give a speech or anything. You don't have to do anything like that.
I mean, I'll give a speech.
You probably will.
Listen. I mean, I didn't really think about Naomi's speech that I had to give. I was like, oh, I have to do that? I don't even remember what I said.
I don't remember what you said.
Was
I
there? It was probably like a minute. Yeah, you were there.
For the speech?
Yeah.
Okay. I was drunk.
Oh, because we were drinking all day long.
Before the thing started.
Oh, I didn't start before I started.
I did.
Good for you.
They were panning stuff out.
Good for you.
I just took it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. So Chris is engaged.
I'm engaged.
That's your phone.
That's my phone. People are already starting with their... yeah.
What?
Eric just texted me.
Can he see it?
Yeah, he's listening. Hi, honey. Eric just texted me. That's my fiance.
Yeah.
Eric, he just
How exciting.
Me. We're live.
I don't even know. I feel weird. I feel
it's
like
a little weird.
We're losing it.
But we're going to... We're used to it. This is fine.
Okay.
We just have to, like, you know... This is what we normally do. I, like, don't think about it too much.
Okay. I'm going to, like... Well, now we can't see you.
Okay, sorry. I'm back. All right. I'm still here.
Why is it so small?
I don't know.
How do we make it bigger?
Kind of weird. We're good.
Oh. Uh-oh, what did I do?
You're fine.
FaceTime, built-in microphone. I'm going to crank up the volume.
Do it. You got a new bike.
I did get a new bike.
You know, you didn't just get a new bike. You got, like, a bike.
I got a bike.
Like, you're serious.
Like, I'm going to be paying this bike off for the next 5 months.
Okay, that's not too long.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
But I'm a student. I'm poor.
It's a really nice bike.
I love my bike.
How's it riding?
Very good. Like, so I got an expensive bike because before I had a 15-year-old Walmart bike.
Yes.
And I could barely pedal it because it had so many shocks on it.
Yeah.
And I'm a heavy girl already.
Okay.
So, like, the shocks weigh it down. So, it's just, like... And, like, people would just be, like, zoom, zoom, zoom. And be like, to your left, to your left. And I hated it. And I would just be dying just, like, starting to go, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm just, like, psh, I, like, pass skinny boys, skinny girls.
You're passing skinny boys?
Yeah. I have the app Met My Ride, and my old speed used to be 9 miles per hour.
Yeah. I love your Map My Ride, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw that you said, I'm sorry about my Map My Ride.
I
love seeing your Map My Ride.
I felt it. It just was like, bleh. I got it to where it's not on my Facebook anymore.
I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, Carrie's going places.
I try, yeah. I bike 12 miles a day when I go to school.
I can't believe you're passing skinny bike boys.
Yeah, and so now my speed is up to 12.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Your calves must be, like, delicious.
They're hard.
Let me see that.
They're hard. Look at that. They're hard.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
It's like a rock. Were you flexing?
Yeah.
Don't flex.
Don't flex?
No.
Okay. Still hard.
That's still really hard.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You monster. That's amazing.
Legs. Yeah, I've lost some weight, too.
You look good.
Yeah,
God
this
damn it.
Dress is really tight, though, because I had a lot of meat last night, and then
bloated.
Had some ham today. So,
Speaking of yesterday, bone marrow. I saw those pictures. It was like a huge, like you could scoop it out with a spoon, the bone marrow.
Chris, can we go there? Can we go have a fancy dinner there?
What's it called? Cheval?
Au Cheval.
Au Cheval.
They don't take reservations. You wait an hour and a half, but you go across the street to the dive bar and have really cheap beer and peanuts before you go in.
That sounds perfect.
And they text you when you're ready.
I love it.
But the bone, it's, some of the dishes are really expensive, but some of them are cheap. They're known for their burgers. They have the best burgers in America. It was on a list. My friend Ashley got the double cheeseburger. It was 3 fucking patties.
Oh, that's not double.
And you can get an egg on it or sliced bacon, and the bacon is, like, literally as thick as the burger
patty.
Oh,
man.
But I got the bone marrow because I love bone marrow,
yeah.
And they were dinosaur bones. Like, they were bigger than the plate.
I saw it. I was like, did they put something in the bone? I was like, no, that's, like, all bone marrow. It was crazy.
It's all bone. And, okay, so their concept is it's a twist on the American diner. So you go in and you can sit at the counter and watch them cook. And we were at the counter watching them cook. And they have like craft beers, but we got $3 tall boys of Schlitz.
Sure.
Because you're going to spend a lot of money on food. So I'm going to drink cheap right now.
Totally.
So like the bone marrow, you scoop it out, you put it on Texas toast. And then, I'm not done. Then they have beef cheek marmalade to put on top of it.
What is beef cheek marmalade?
It's beef cheek, which is like a really, the cheek is like the best part of the animal because it's really soft and tender.
It's the butt.
No, it's the.
Is the actual cheek?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Have you ever had like pork cheek?
No.
Oh.
That was a sound. That was a sound.
Oh, I love it. So,
I think we need to, like, because we're kind of both getting out of
the... I don't know how to...
I need to move it back a little bit
and
then push this forward.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Push that forward just a tiny bit and then just keep my drink.
Is that okay?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, beef cheek marmalade. And it was, like, Oh, that's way better.
That's a lot better. Yeah.
It was really savory and meaty. And it just melted in your mouth. And I also, and then we shared these fries with duck heart gravy, garlic aioli, and a fried egg on top.
Tell me about duck heart gravy.
So good. I cried. It was so good. Because I love gravy.
I know you do.
And I love weird beets.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God, it was so good. But I mean, like, two of us, and we had two beers each, and we had the $3 tall boys. Our tab was $50.
That's it?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
The bone marrow was $18, but you can get cheaper things than that. They also have, like, a full gras terrine that my friend Ashley says is out of this world. And they have, like, an English breakfast that's out of this world. Then they
breakfast.
And then they have this ham and cheese bologna open-faced sandwich with an egg on top. And Ashley's boyfriend was saying that they make their own bologna and it just melts in your mouth.
Do they have English beers?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Can we go have an English breakfast in a pint?
I would love to.
That sounds good.
We need to go.
We should really do another 5K. Another 5K before the summer's over.
I would love to.
I think we should start looking into them, like, real soon. Because summer's almost over.
Yeah.
And I would love to do another one, mainly just because it gives us the reason to go and drink and eat afterwards.
Have we done a podcast since our 5K?
We haven't done a podcast since our 5K.
Well, we should talk about our 5K.
We should.
God.
We were walking for animal rights.
We were walking for animal rights. It was very important. I have an animal myself. And
we actually have video of it. We'll post it. We'll post it later.
Yeah.
Carriebane.com.
KBane.com, please hire me.
Hire her, man. Come on.
Please,
look at those gams. Like a rock.
Like a rock. I'm about to be done with school. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, we did a 5K for animal rights.
We did.
We got two free drink tickets.
Yes.
And that's where it started.
That is where it started.
I mean, I didn't have a lot to eat that morning.
Oh, well, first of all, we should probably talk about the 5K. It was for PAWS.
Yep.
It wasn't really for animal rights. That's just what we said.
I was wearing my PAWS shirt the other day.
I wear that all the time.
I think it's lovely.
It's really comfortable.
It is.
I nap in it a lot. For animal rights.
I was wearing it while I was riding my bike, and some lady, like, started to honk at me, and I was like, bitch, what do you want, you know? And she goes, PAWS, yeah! I was like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah.
She's a little crazy, but
yeah.
I love that. That makes me happy.
That's a good story.
Good story. Very well organized.
The
5K.
Best 5K I've ever participated in.
It was just, they were on top of their game. And
you got to pick your thing up early, which helped a lot.
Yeah. There was no confusion. I didn't see a lot of people want, like, where do I...
What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very, very organized.
It was good, and it was a good walk. They could bring their animals, their pets. And that was fun to see them all dressed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had... There was a couple of old ladies, I think. Oh, we beat those old ladies! That was the thing we did. There you go. We beat those old ladies.
Oh, God, those damn old ladies.
Because we weren't there to run.
No, why would you run?
I don't get that.
I don't get running.
It's bad on your body.
It is.
Runners.
Your knees?
Yeah.
Your knees hurt?
Yeah. Your joints? Call me when you're 60, runner person. Your joints.
I don't have the breathing capacity.
You need one of those lung machines where you've been, the thing goes up, the ball, and you can see what. Yeah.
Whatever. But it was a good, and they gave you 2 free drink tickets.
2 free drink tickets, and I thought they were going to be like little whatever. Like when I saw the beer, it was small, I was like, yeah, that sounds
beer,
about right.
The beer was a little disappointing.
But when I saw the Bloody Mary, man, that was nice.
And then someone gave us their other Bloody Mary.
Yeah. It was gigantic. It was like a gigantic Bloody Mary.
It was huge.
And so we had 2 apiece with like a beer back.
Yeah.
And then somebody gave us one.
So
and
we shared that.
And I think we were pretty well lit.
Yeah, and then we went to Bad Apple, and I thought that's all we were doing. And I was fine with that. So I got 2 beers.
Yeah.
And they were 10% each.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris was like, well, I think we're going to go out. And we went out.
But only because I thought you wanted to go out.
Well, I'll go out, but
yeah.
I didn't need to go out.
That's true. Well, nobody needs to go out.
But if you wanted to go out, I was like,
I just
okay.
Like spending time with you.
I like spending time with you.
You get to spend a lot of time with
I
you.
Know.
We're busy.
Yeah, we're like adults, so.
Yeah, you got the baby, and, you know,
yeah.
So.
You're like engaged and stuff. And
yeah.
Who's Carrie?
Carrie is my friend. We'll see her at the wedding. I went home recently.
Oh, yeah, to Florida.
I went to Florida to see the family.
How was that?
It was very nice. Well, I mean.
Something happened.
My brother.
Should we talk about it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I get there, and as I'm landing. Oh, no, it was right when I got into the car. My mom picked me up with my cousin Vanessa, who had driven down from Tampa to see me and spend time with me. I hadn't seen her in a while. And she said, my mom said, everyone's fine, don't freak out, which of course makes you, you know, like, who died?
Yeah.
Who's in the hospital? She's like, but your brother is in the hospital. And I said, oh my God, what happened to him? Is he okay? She said, well, they thought he was having a heart attack, but it looks like it's just a panic attack. And of course, I was like, you know, this is so typical. He couldn't stand it that I'm home again, and people might pay a little bit more attention to me.
How old is he?
My brother is 36.
And he's having a panic attack. Why?
Well, this is the other thing, too. He thought he was having a heart attack. Paul. Whatever. Panic attack.
His name is Paul?
Yeah. What is that?
I'm sorry. It's
okay.
Your brother.
Yeah, that's fine.
Name's their kid, Paul. Sorry, Chris is Paul. I'm sure you're lovely.
She's nice. He's had panic attacks before, and I mean, I know people who've had them.
I have panic attacks, but I don't go to the hospital, so it's probably not panic attacks.
Well, maybe, you never know, though, maybe you realize you're having a panic attack.
I think I do, and then
yeah.
I calm myself down.
That's the thing.
He doesn't know how to calm himself down. It's so sad.
When you're, like, when's the last time you had them?
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
I have them a lot lately, because I'm almost done with school, and I'm worried about money.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I took out a big loan.
Have you had them in the past as well?
I don't think so. No.
It's just like a recent thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have panic... Oh, God, we're going to get real.
This just got real, guys. Panic attacks.
I do have panic attacks about dying and getting old quite a bit.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You should. That is something to worry about. No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Now... When it manifests itself, like, are there triggers, or is it out of nowhere?
I don't know. Maybe it's something that triggers it. Maybe I, like, think about grandma's being old, and I love her so much, and then that makes me realize that, like, I'm old.
Yes.
So then I start having a panic attack, and then I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe how old I've gotten. You know what I mean? And then I'll, like, sit up and, like, have a panic attack, but I'll be fine. Anyways, God bless my grandma.
God bless Carrie's grandma. What's her name?
Her name is Pat. Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
I was named
your middle name.
Yeah, I was named after her. I saw her last weekend. She's 79. She fucking goes. She just goes. She never takes a nap. She has MS. She's had it for quite a few years. She can't really feel her feet, but she still walks every day.
Not a lot of pain. She's, like, on the meds and stuff.
She perseveres.
God bless her.
She's great.
That's
she
awesome.
Wore me out. I'm so exhausted. But anyways, your brother had a panic attack.
Oh, he's fine. You know, we get there, and then I guess he thought he was having a heart attack. They call the ambulance comes. He was claiming chest pains. And once you say chest pains, no matter what's happening, the hospital has to keep you overnight. That's like a thing now.
Really?
If you say you have chest pains, the hospital has to keep you overnight, just in case.
That's a lot of money. I hope he has insurance.
He did, only because my mother was like, from the moment I got there, my mother was on the computer figuring out insurance stuff. For like, into the next day. My mom, she's so sweet.
That's good.
Yeah, she did that for me when I was in the hospital, you know.
That's good. Otherwise, like, I went into the emergency room once in my life for bronchitis, and they wanted me to pay, like, $2,000 for being there for 3 hours.
Yeah. They'll fuck you. They're not messing around.
And I didn't pay for it, and it's, I think, I don't know if my dad secretly paid for it because he had to take me.
It's the least you can do.
It was during my grandpa's funeral. It's fine.
Sorry.
It's but, like, they would keep calling me, and they would call cast management when they worked at cast management and leave me voicemails on my work phone.
Oh, my God.
And they'd be like, this is Jessica from South Dakota. You owe blah, 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 blah. And finally, I got so drunk one night, I called Jessica up, and I left a message. And I go, Jessica, this is Carrie from Chicago, Illinois. I do not have enough money to pay your damn bill when I was only in the hospital for 3 hours. Don't ever call me at work again. And I didn't hear from them.
Whoa.
And I checked my credit. It's not on my credit.
Yeah. Wow.
I was mad.
You like Liz Lemon drunk that situation. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. You're a mean drunk. I think you're a hitter. This could happen. We'll see. When you get married, we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
You might come out.
I would abuse my husband if I were to get married.
So, yeah, no, he was fine. He just had, he was having panic attacks, and he has to sort of figure out. I think that some people have a really hard time believing that their mind can do that, those sorts of things to your body.
Your mind can, it's all your mind.
Yeah.
Can do, like, your mind can make you sick.
Totally. That's why they tell people with cancer to get a dog or get a plant or something, because
yeah.
It helps. They're supposed to help you,
yeah.
Like a will to live or something.
I remember when I was in high school, it was my turn to, like, be with him for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we're going to go see your Aunt Kathy in Colorado. And I was like, okay. And I remember going, I don't want to be here. And I usually get sick over Christmas when I'm with my dad, like vomit sick. And I remember just driving, I hope I get sick. And I ended up vomiting.
Oh!
All over in the middle of the night, and he, like, drove all the way back to my mom's and dropped me off.
Basically to get rid of you.
Yeah, and I was fine once I got home.
Oh, of course. You couldn't have been happier.
Yeah.
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 God, spending time with your dad was just, like, torture and unnecessary.
Yeah.
Was it because of your dad, or was it because of that lady?
My aunt?
No, that your dad's wife, or was that later on?
Oh, that was like my dad got remarried like maybe like a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. So this is just your dad.
Yeah, this is just
didn't care for him. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you have very discerning tastes. I've always thought so.
Yeah.
Started young.
It did. Yikes.
But my brother's fine.
That's good.
He
Mazel tov, Paul.
Thank you. You're not Jewish.
Yeah, he's not either.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
But he's fine, and I have a friend who is a nurse, and she had panic attacks for a long time. She has it under control now. She takes the meds.
Like Xanax?
They gave him Xanax. As soon I was like, can you please save me one?
I love some.
He didn't. Can you save me half of one?
What kind of brother is that?
That's what I'm saying. Come on.
What kind of brother are you?
Rude. Paul. You were right.
Well, he has kids and stuff, right?
He does have kids, and I do think that, you know, he's the sole breadwinner in his house, and I know that's stressful, I think.
Yeah, I would think it would be.
It's, you know what I think, though, personally? Because it's all about identifying your triggers, you know? And as soon as he was, when he was in the hospital, he was fine. But as soon as he came home, he started feeling a little bit, you know, weird again. And I was, but I was there and I was looking at him and I noticed that, you know, because he has two daughters, a wife, and my mother who's very involved in his life. And you can just sort of see this person, like, just with women all around him. And I think for that can be a little bit overwhelming at times.
I would
think so. At best.
They're so dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like people maybe just need to, like, leave him alone sometimes.
He needs to go... He needs to, like, have his own... He needs to have call time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you've had them... Does it affect your breathing? Do you feel palpitations? Do you get sweats? Do you
I get the sweats and I breathe heavy, but I can calm myself down, you know?
It's because you're very pragmatic.
What?
You just, you know that everything, everything is cause and effect. Everything happens
for
a reason.
I think
extremely
so.
Logical.
Don't you think everything happens for a reason?
I think so.
Some people don't, and I don't understand that.
I don't get those people. I don't understand, I've never understood, well, it was meant to be. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me. I mean, I understand where it comes from, but
yeah.
I don't understand how that's a logical form of, you know, because no, nothing, it just, it happened, sure, but there's nothing, I don't know. Because what if it doesn't happen, and you really thought it was meant to be? That's depressing.
That is depressing.
Oof. I'm having a panic attack.
Drink up.
Thank you.
Drinking makes it better. I kind of had to pee already. Is that horrible?
I think we should take a break.
I think so, too.
Listen, though, thank you all for tuning in, Kelly Addis.
Yeah. When we come back, I'll turn on my Skype.
We'll turn on Skype.
And Chris will answer
all my texts.
God, you're really popular right now.
I'm really popular. But thank you guys, whoever's listening. We love everyone who listens and pays attention and... We don't just do this for fun. We hope we're entertaining people at least a little bit.
Oh, I really like your shoes.
Thank you. I love these shoes.
What kind are they?
They're Giorgio Armani.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're just, I got them like on My Habit. I don't know.
Huh.
Tree Torn, that Swedish company.
You
hit me. Ow. Abuse. See? Mean drunk.
I used to get those shoes.
They're really comfy.
They're so comfy. And they're like good for the environment.
They're very good for the environment.
They're made from recycled materials.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, and surprise inside.
I love surprise.
Houndstooth.
Oh.
Yeah, houndstooth. Love that.
I love fun shoes.
This summer, it's all about wearing very, very, like, neutral, whatever, lighter colors, and then a pop of something. It is.
Yeah, your POC, pop of color, as my friend Brian from Chicago Portfolio School would say.
Your POC?
Pop of color.
He says that?
Yeah.
Like, outside, to people?
Yeah.
Okay. Go, Brian.
I have a pop of color on, too.
I love your pop of color. You're very in right now, BTW. Because you've got the neutral, you've got the, like, muted, and then you got your POC. Brian.
Yeah.
POC, I didn't know that. POC.
Okay, so I have some things to talk about, and Kelly, chime in.
Will do.
So Chris is engaged.
Yes.
And we discussed an engagement party.
Yes.
Which is me, you, and Naomi. And Kelly, you're more than welcome to come, but we understand. where do you want to go? I'm going to give you options.
Okay.
Here are your options.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say Asheville because I went there yesterday and it was amazing.
Okay.
So Asheville.
Okay.
Or we could go to that Puerto Rican BYOB.
Okay.
Or we could go to Tango Sur, which is also a BYOB with a lot of meat.
Okay.
Or there's also this place in my neighborhood called Pork Shop, and it's a bunch of pork, and there's alcohol there. It's not BYOB.
Okay.
But I hear it's amazing. I've always wanted to go. All
right.
Or something could be fun, small plates, tapas, Cafe Baba Reba with sangria.
Okay.
Or whatever place you want to go to.
I definitely want to stick to BYOB. That's number one. So we can eliminate places that are not BYOB.
Okay, then.
I know that a lot of people, when they have engagement parties, they do fancy stuff. I literally just want to be with you, Naomi, Kelly, either in person or via FaceTime.
FaceTime? I can FaceTime on the phone.
Yes, I do.
You have toothpick or?
No, I'm okay. I have some chicken up there.
All I want to do is eat
uh-huh.
and drink.
I think we should go to the Puerto Rican place.
Then let's do it.
Right?
That's all I want to do.
Because she would let us.
Puerto Rican,
yeah. Exactly.
I don't want anything fancy.
I know you don't want anything fancy.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. Asha Bell does sound good, but they're not BYOB.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, it's just food and drinking.
And then we could, like, if we wanted to keep drinking, we could go to the bars around.
Yeah.
But we could go somewhere in your neighborhood.
We could do that, too. I don't care.
Wherever, man.
I just want to drink and hang out with you guys. That's all.
Oh, isn't he nice?
I know my cousin is throwing me a bachelor
like a
party,
real thing?
But I think it's more for her because she really wants to see a stripper.
Do I need to take you to a stripper?
No.
Are you sure?
I've never been interested in that.
Well, we did go to the man show.
Yeah, but I've seen enough men with their clothes off.
That's true.
The mystique is kind of gone.
That's true.
For me.
You're right.
It's usually a disappointment. Not always. Sometimes it's a surprise.
What?
Madrigal still around?
What?
Madrigal. Yeah, it was like this male strip joint that was like really good.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
Yeah, it was like north side, I forget, or maybe uptown area.
Huh? I need to Yelp this. Maybe.
Madrigal.
Yeah.
Madrigal. Enunciate. Diction.
Enunciate your words, Carrie. Oh, my God. Okay, whatever.
Kelly, how do you have a back porch in Florida? Nobody in Florida ever has back porches.
Dude, every single apartment in my apartment complex has a porch.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's amazing. And, like, out that way, I mean, people on the podcast can't see me, but outside my window is this lake that has, like, a whole bunch of animals, including a gator.
Oh, yeah, you said you saw a gator the other day.
Shut up. You saw a gator?
Yeah.
Well, it's Florida.
Be careful with any small dogs.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, is that my kitten's going to run out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah.
No casualties.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my neighbors, and he was like, yeah, his name is Allie.
They named the gator? Floridians.
They named him.
Floridians.
Floridians? Yeah. Is that what you call
Floridians.
Them? I don't get you. Yeah. I don't get these people. Trayvon Martin?
Trayvon.
Whatever.
He's dead. Carrie, he's dead.
I'm sorry. God bless him. Whatever. What else happened in Florida recently?
Kelly, was it crazy when the verdict came in on the Trayvon Martin case?
Yeah.
Where did it happen, and were you nearby where it happened? Like, was Gainesville close by?
No, we're a couple of, because I think it happened around here. It happened around Orlando.
We're getting topical right now.
This is we're very political.
Oh my God, we're so current right now.
Yeah, but there's actually been, like, protests, and they're trying to get them to change the Stand Your Ground law right now.
Yeah. It was like, I was at home when the verdict came in. I was visiting my family in Florida when the verdict came in.
Oh.
And it was awkward because my one side of my family was on one side of the verdict and the other part of my family was on the other side of the verdict. And it just got ugly really fast and like long discussions and just people were getting upset. He and fingers were being wagged in people's faces, and very tense.
I don't think my family really had a side, but I went home for the 4th of July, and my grandparents, in the kitchen, they have a whole wall of family photos.
Yeah.
The Obamas have the biggest picture on the wall of photos. I took a picture of it. It's so funny.
I love that.
And guess which way they lean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they like the Obamas, which is kind of surprising.
I think that's sweet.
We're getting so topical.
We are getting very topical.
Let's talk about the doctor.
Oh, yes. I really wanted to ask you about this, because the last time I talked to you, it was kind of a cliffhanger as to what you were going to do. give us some background.
So, this makes me sound really pathetic.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Anyways, here's this. I Facebook messaged Kelly about this, but I didn't give her the whole scenario.
Okay.
So, a couple years ago, I posted on Craigslist Strictly Platonic because I was so bored.
Yeah.
And I got, thank you. I got a message from a guy, and I ended up going out with him.
Yes.
And he was so disappointed that I showed up, but he looked like Jerry Seinfeld from like 1982, and he smelled like mold. But I got a free show at Seven Wolf.
Yes.
No, at the Goodman.
That's
even
right.
Even better.
Yeah,
even
better.
Better.
Even better.
And he left during intermission.
Yeah.
And I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was a great show. Anyways, I haven't done that in a long time. There was one lull in my homework, and I was so bored. And sometimes when I get bored, I get a little depressed.
I know.
And I'm like, oh. So I put up a message again on Craigslist, Strictly Platonic, and all I said was, I like stuff. And I got shitload of messages, and I couldn't keep up with it. But one guy messaged me, and we had great conversations about really obscure BBC TV shows.
Yeah.
And then he, like, I was trying to figure out, because he kept going, well, what else do you do? What else do you do? And I was like, okay, dude, calm down.
What do you want, my social security number?
Right?
Relax.
And so I asked him, and he's like, well, I just finished med school after I had a mental breakdown, and I have been on mental pills. I have spent a year of my life in getting help. And he graduated from med school, and now he's trying to get like an internship, but they don't want to give him an internship because he had a mental breakdown, blah, 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 blah. And I found out how old he is.
How old?
39.
Okay.
Right, but you, I would hope you would have your shit together by then. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Fair play.
So anyways, the conversation kind of lulled, and I didn't email him back for like 3 days. And I told Chris about it, that I was worried that he was like going to cut me up and like rape my stomach.
Yes. Valid. Valid.
I read a book. And someone cut someone's stomach open and raped their stomach.
You gotta stop reading.
I'm just saying. It happens.
Every day.
I felt like he was gonna pull a Dexter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like he was gonna cut my body open. I did not know.
He was gonna wear Carrie as a suit.
As a suit. I felt unsafe.
Yes.
I felt unsafe. But then Chris was like, just message him. So I did. I messaged him.
Good.
That night. I don't know if it was, because at that time I saw you, I thought I had, you said I had neck cancer.
Unconfirmed. It was unconfirmed.
I have a really bad rash that won't go away and it's still there.
It's still there?
Yes.
Damn.
I used the stuff that Naomi told me, and it got better, but then it got worse. And I've been using anti-itch cream. I've been using Neosporin. Nothing works.
Well, what does she know? She's living up there. God knows what they do in where she's
wheeling.
Scope,
she lives
wheeling.
In Wheeling now. She has a house. What? But anyways, I told him, I was like, do you like your friends ever like wonder, like trying to get free advice from you? Because I went on WebMD and it says I either have lice or a rash.
Did you say this? You said lice? Oh, God.
Did I go?
Oh.
I haven't heard from him.
How are you still single? I might have lice and I smell like curry. Fantastic.
Yeah,
what was he thinking?
So I didn't hear from him.
Well, he probably killed himself. I guess he had some problems.
I mean, I could show you his Facebook.
I want to see it. But I will say this, though. I'm glad you did mail him back, because I wasn't sure if you were going to.
I did.
But, you know, I know that breakdown, yes. All I'm hearing is med school. Ding, ding,
I know,
ding.
I know, Chris. And he has a house. He lives in Lakeview, and he has a house in Michigan. So my mind is like, oh my god, I found it.
Jackpot.
I found the jackpot.
Yeah.
But
maybe he's resting right now, and he'll get back to you when he's better.
I'm trying to remember his name. Sorry, I'm getting really close.
Is he nice looking?
I mean, he wasn't ugly, but he wasn't, like, my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't even remember.
You can learn to love that with that house.
Exactly. See, Kelly knows.
And I ruined everything. And then I text message my cousin Annie. She might be listening still.
Hi, Annie.
And she's like, Carrie, he's a doctor. And I was like, you're right. Okay, what was his name? Stuff.
Kelly, have you ever dated a doctor?
Here we go.
I can't say that I have.
You're not missing much.
But then I think also he, like, found out what my real, like, name was and my real email, and I have, like, a really big web print, you know?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, because you live out loud.
Yeah. Here we go. That's him.
Oh, he's not bad looking. He's cute.
He's not bad, but...
No.
And then all it is like, pictures of, like, his view from his fucking house in Michigan.
That's a nice view.
Yes! Look at this! Oh, hold on. Internet's slow. Look at that, Chris!
I think you should message him tonight and be like, I'm sorry I haven't heard from you, but I just wanted to know that. I wanted you to know that I love you.
And I think I got the light thing cleared up.
Yes, come on.
No wonder I'm still single. No, it's fine. I think I may have lice. Who says that?
I do.
God. Yep.
And I said, I'm sorry, I have a message for a while. I've been really busy with school.
Oh, that was polite. That's very nice.
Which was true. I did get really busy.
Yeah. Well, you did everything you could. That's a nice view.
I know.
You should message him back faster.
Oh,
see what happens?
Son of a bitch.
You should be living there. You'd be there right now.
Yeah.
Cleaning that house.
I said I'm a jackass. I'm sorry I didn't reply sooner. I got real busy with school.
Oh, that's a really nice message. That's more than one paragraph.
Yeah.
You're very nice.
I was nice. My friends have diagnosed me with neck cancer and made fun of me, but I, according to WebMD, have allergic reaction or lice. And that was that.
You know what you should start coming to?
What?
So one of the fun things about my new job is that I get to plan parties and stuff for medical students.
Oh, yeah.
You should start coming to some of them.
Well, invite me over.
Okay. Mingling. Because you like Asian guys, right? Okay.
That's like...
Indian guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Racist.
No, I'm not being racist. It's just, yeah, I am. I'm being racist.
Trayvon Martin. People like you. See what happens? This is why.
You know what? After we went to Indian food, the couple that lives on the first floor here, they always make curry.
Yeah.
It smells so good now.
Now you like it.
Now I want to go.
That butter chicken.
Oh, Kelly, we went to an Indian buffet
in
the suburbs.
Uh-oh.
It was so good.
Kelly, do you like Indian food?
You know, I can't say that I've had any Indian food.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
I can't really make a decision about that.
It's so good.
It's not, like, readily available, really, anywhere.
No.
You kind of have to look for it.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
But, you know, for those adventurous.
Huh?
I feel like I need to, like, be in an adventurous mood in order to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, in order to spend money on it.
Sure. Well, it was only, like, $15.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
No.
And it'll keep you regular.
I didn't get the shits.
You didn't?
I didn't. I was
You're so delicate. I'm surprised.
I was waiting for it. I was so excited about getting the Indian shits.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Okay.
It kind of actually clogged me up.
You're a little backed up.
Once again, why am I single?
I just took a swig of my soda. You gotta warn me before you
say
it. Sorry, Kelly.
I don't know what's happening half of the time.
I almost died.
I hope we're still recording.
Are we?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still
okay,
recording.
Okay, good. Because that's gold right there. I was blocked up. Oh, I like talking about my bowels.
So, Kelly, where are you going to apply? Are you, like, going to run out and, like, go to different places and apply, or?
Well, I'm thinking for right now, probably go to some fast food place, apply there, and then just quit in 3 weeks.
I think that's what you're going to have to do, because that's probably, like, the only place that would hire you quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You don't know. Do you know a lot of people in Orlando?
I know a couple people. There's a guy who works at Disney that I knew from high school. There's a couple people that I know working at Universal. Actually, one of them you know, too.
What?
Yeah, James Honey. Oh, I said his name on the podcast.
James Honey?
He was in Money in the Pants.
What's happening?
Remember the improv group?
With Damien?
With Damien, yeah.
Which one was he? He's not the one that dated Jeannie, right?
No. No. He's slightly older. Very nice.
I would have to see a picture. I don't remember him.
Yeah. But, like, I saw him at Callback.
What's he doing in Orlando?
Well, he lived here before. He moved to Chicago, and he was just kind of getting sick of Chicago. And him and his wife came down here for vacation and decided to do some auditions, and
done.
He got lucky and got some gigs, so they decided to move down here.
Florida's great, man. If you can get a good job and get set up, Florida's awesome.
Yeah,
just cheaper. I'll say that.
Yeah. Can I ask how much your rent is?
$675 a month.
Oh, that's good, dude.
Yeah. One bedroom. I have a
back
washer
porch.
Dryer.
You have a washer and dryer?
Yeah.
In units?
Yeah.
I wish we could take a picture of our faces right now.
Oh my god, Kelly, yes. I wanna hit you in the head.
I mean the podcast didn't see it, but
yeah. No. I saw the back porch.
I would punch a baby for a in unit washer and dryer.
I mean, my cousin Annie, if she's still listening, she has a one bedroom and I think she only pays like electric and she pays like 300 something.
I hate Annie right now. Annie, whatever.
Yeah, so this is my little pantry area.
Look at that, Chris. I have to go in a basement with cockroaches.
You know what kills me?
Down.
When you watch House Hunters International, anywhere in like Europe, especially London, always in unit. Every time.
God damn it. What are we doing? Look at the cabinets.
Yeah.
She has more cabinets than I do.
Kelly, you have a nice apartment.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's a little older, but like, it's not bad.
Ever.
I got a dishwasher, I got a washer and dryer, I got...
I pay fucking $800 for this shit.
It's not that much older. Maybe I'm just too used to Chicago, but that's
yeah,
not
I don't
that
think
old.
That's older.
Yeah,
oh my god, my cousin Annie just texted me. Oh, I pay $475. No electricity. Take that back, Chris.
She just. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Annie. This is great. We're getting people yelling at us during our live podcast. How dare you?
That's great. Thank you. I'm sorry. $475, though.
God damn it.
Still a good price. But it's still, once again, in South Dakota.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Winters.
Sorry. I just hit it everywhere. We get winters, too.
I know, but at least you're in Chicago, for God's sake.
That's true. I wouldn't want to winter in South Dakota. Like, the interstate closes down all the time.
Yeah, I can't do
it. No. What is this?
And I got a walk-in closet, too.
Oh.
Kelly, now you're just bragging. Come on.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Closet too, Chris.
She's paid $6.75.
You're right. I'm sorry. $6.75.
And I'm, like, right near everything. Like, I'm four blocks away from Universal. There's a Walmart down one way. There's Publix and my bank. And
when you're in Florida, Walmart is a fucking godsend. The closer you live to Walmart, the better.
I love Walmart.
They're fantastic.
I'll say it. I'll say it. I love Walmart.
I went there when I was in Florida visiting my family. One of the first places I went to.
I go there all the time when I go see my mom. I was like, I need to go to Walmart and get stuff because it's literally $3 to $5 cheaper.
Yes.
It's a super Walmart that's over here, so like I can get
groceries.
That's awesome.
But I will say, my Tony's grocery store here in Chicago is cheaper than Walmart.
You love your Tony's.
I do.
You love that place.
That produce is great.
Very fresh produce.
Tomatoes last week were like 49 cents a pound.
Holy shit. That's awesome. Oh, Kelly, places that hire really fast, CVS and Walgreens. They're always hiring real, real fast.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to do that.
Yeah.
And you know it's fun? Because you're going to be, like, wherever you work next, you're going to be there for such a short amount of time. You can sleep with everybody there. You can have a wonderful tryst, and in, like, 3 weeks, it's over. You're done. Never have to see him again.
Unless I get pregnant.
Well,
yeah,
maybe.
A downfall.
That's, you know, woman's right to choose.
Yeah, you know, whatever you want
to
do.
We support you, Kelly, whatever.
We support every
decision you make,
you
we support it.
Do.
And I appreciate that. That's why we're friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to come see you once I get a job in vacation time.
Yeah, you're going to Disney.
Huh?
Go
to Disney when you see her.
We
just got this free passes.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
No, I will. I want to see Mary Poppins. I don't care if she's a bitch in real life. I love her so much.
Mary Poppins is awesome.
Oh, that's my favorite.
You know, because I worked at Disney like 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember because part of the training that you do. The first things that they do is just go over, like, general policies and that kind of thing and the general work area that you're going to do.
Yeah.
So I was in Magic Kingdom, and we're all getting the tour of it's called the Utilidor. And it's basically the underground highway for everybody that works there.
It's like all these tunnels under Disney. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all of Disney World is actually a second story. They built the Utilidor first.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Secret world.
Secrets.
A lot of sex crimes.
Speaking of crimes, let's talk about the crime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Kelly was saying something.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, I was just saying that, like, my dreams were kind of smash because I saw, as soon as we're walking in, there's a bus stop and I see Cinderella with her feet propped up smoking a cigarette.
Oh no!
I was like, my dreams are totally killed now.
Did that ruin it for you?
It did
a little bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was a little awesome though.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
If I was Cinderella, that's what I'd be doing at some point.
Right?
Feet.
All those damn
goddamn
kids.
Glass shoes. Kill your feet, those
and
glass
the
shoes.
And kids that you have to be nice to?
Yeah.
Oh, please, stop it.
Smiling all the time?
Yeah.
That's what I don't get. I don't understand people who smile all day, like, you know, 4 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do that. That's, I can do it.
No, I couldn't
do that. The big head, I could do, but the smiling, I couldn't do that.
Oh, no, thank you.
Uh-uh.
No.
Maybe you have to be dead inside a little bit to do that. Do you think?
Maybe
you do. Your soul kind of dies a little bit.
Maybe that's the. I don't know.
I'm gonna bring that up when I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
How do you
dead live? Inside. I'm gonna ask them through. Because I want a picture with Aladdin. So I think I'm gonna ask him. Like, I'm just gonna whisper. Are you dead inside? I'm gonna whisper it.
That's what you should say.
I think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about, like, the Evil Queen, though. She doesn't have to smile. She can just sort of... That's a good job.
That's actually why everybody wants to work at Haunted Mansion. Because you don't have to smile.
That's right. Mm. Oh, Kelly. When I go, my mission is to meet the evil queen. That's like my only thing. I'm going in October, so any tips you can give me, greatly appreciated.
Well, as soon as I figure those out, I will definitely let you know.
Let me know.
Yes.
Because that's my lady. She was my favorite person, and she still is.
I mean, definitely, if you're going around October, then it's going to be a lot easier to meet her.
Yeah.
Because all the villains will be out, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
really
big
on the
boy. She was just, I don't know what it was. Cinderella was okay, but she just, she had style. She had panache.
Well, yeah, Maleficent, too.
Oh, Maleficent is just.
Yeah.
That's Eric's favorite. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's great. That hat.
Ursula.
Ursula was just.
Ursula was always my favorite.
Fun. She was just fun. She shook her boobs in that song.
Just sassy. See, right?
That's my impression. If my cousin Annie is still listening, she just text messaged me that she was watching YouTube videos on how to twerk.
Yes.
And Chris was like, Carrie,
you've been twerking for years.
And I was like, no, I haven't, because I don't go upside down.
But that's the thing. Does it have to be upside down for, is that twerking?
Yeah, so it's like you're upside down against a wall is what I thought twerking was. Because my cousin Annie and Lindsay did it at the bar we were at when I went back home in South Dakota.
I thought twerking was any sort of movement of the butt against the wall that signifies that you want butt sex. Is that not twerking? I'm sorry.
This, if she's still listening.
Annie, can you please let us know? Because we're very confused.
We're very,
I don't know what's
we're
happening.
We're confused about the twerking.
I thought I was twerking last weekend. Maybe I was wrong.
I mean, my cousin Annie did send me a picture of my butt in the air against the wall at a bar in South Dakota.
Great picture.
I think you can see my underwear.
A little bit.
Yep. But no, that's not twerking. God, my calves look great, though.
You're, like, defined.
Yeah, right?
You're not fucking around.
I mean, Annie is beautiful, and she's, like, a dancer, and she's, like, young and vibrant and has a great body. But look at my calf muscles.
Well, that's an ass you can eat a meal off of.
Annie?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a shelf.
Yeah.
Where's
it's
the
a
tray?
Great, it's a great butt. She has a great butt.
Annie, you're doing something right, lady. I don't know what's happening, but God bless you. So, Kelly, are you on the OkCupid or any sort of online?
I used to be,
I'm with you, I'm with you on that.
It's always guys, and they usually have, like, a dick pic in there somewhere.
Oh, gross.
No, they do, Chris. They really do.
I think because they're trying to prove that they're guys, so they have to show that, look, I have a penis, so therefore I am truly a guy.
Yeah.
They're dumb. They should put pictures of how long their tongues are. That's much
Let
more enticing.
Reactions begin.
Sorry. Oh, my God. What's going on? Oh, my God. Sorry. Where else
did you?
I don't
oh
know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Technical
oh, my God.
I think you were trying to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Oh, Kelly, my mom is listening and she was very concerned about you.
Thanks, Chris's mom.
She's only concerned. She was like, why is Kelly Addis giving away secrets about Disney? She's going to get fired before she starts. I was like, Mom, she'll be fine. I don't think anyone's at Disney is going to hear. I think we'll be fine.
So my cousin Annie says about twerking, I was just looking for a workout video, so I saw twerking and it struck my fancy.
Struck my fancy. She's so continental, that Annie. She's so fashionable.
Oh, I love her. Oh, my God. Anyway, sorry, Kelly, I interrupted you.
Yeah, so Kelly, my mom is afraid you're going to lose your job because you gave away Disney secrets. So, you know, if things go south, move in with her. She lives in Miami.
So if any Disney executives are listening, duly noted that this was 11 years ago, and I am sure that Cinderella does not smoke anymore. I'm sure she has curbed that habit and is very kid-friendly.
And realistically, whoever was Cinderella 11 years ago is gone.
Yeah, they're too old.
She's too old. She was fired a long time ago.
She's too old. She probably plays like the stepmom.
She probably plays the stepmom, yeah. Good point.
Yep.
Or she probably has like 3 kids by now.
Probably.
Probably out of
some like Mexican or something.
Why did you have to say that?
I don't know.
Why
I'm
is
so
it Mexican?
Sorry. I'm so
Why Mexican?
Sorry. I don't know. Cooter shot.
Do you want to get into your spiel on Native Americans now, or should we wait till later?
I could, because I live in South Dakota, so I'm very familiar with that culture. They just get in jail a lot. I know from personal experience.
Criminals.
My uncle is remarried to a Native American. She's a beautiful lady, but her kids are my age. They have like 6 kids each. Every time they have a kid, they get money from the government, but all they do is go to jail for DUIs.
Oh, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
That's my taxpayer. That's my money.
Yeah.
That's my money.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Anyways, new subject.
NS.
Sorry.
So, Kelly, so then you're officially off of the OkCupid.
Oh, yeah.
You're not doing that?
Yeah. No, it's
Is that like a big thing in Florida, though, or did you do that in Chicago?
No, I mean, I did OkCupid actually with Chris's suggestion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did too.
Yeah.
Chris was like, go to OkCupid. And I was like, okay, Chris. And I'm sorry. I think gay men will find their boyfriend on OkCupid.
Sure.
Because you met your boyfriend on OkCupid.
Yes.
Well, now you're engaged.
Yes.
My friend Brian met his boyfriend on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also met straight men who have met girls on OkCupid. But I think whenever I talk to, like, straight girls that are kind of, like, quirky and weird, like me, Kelly, and this girl I know, Amy, we have such a difficult time on OkCupid.
I wonder if it's harder because if you're gay and you see someone, you're not sure if they're gay as well all the time. But for, like, straight people, it's different because you can meet people anywhere, so you're kind of over it. And you don't feel like you have to put your best foot forward.
Because
gay guys do not put their dick pics on OkCupid.
I've never seen a dick pic on OkCupid.
Oh, I have. For my straight friends, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I am...
Straight guys are disgusting.
Well, that, I believe as well.
I think because, you know, like,
somewhere.
For straight guys, I think they view the internet as more, like, one-night stand territory.
Yeah, and that's true, too. Yeah. When I posted in Strictly Platonic, one guy was like, well, do you want to have sex? And I was like...
No,
I'm under Strictly Platonic.
No, thank you, sir.
And I go, I am a dignified lady.
Yes.
And he goes, you can be dignified and still want to have sex. And I go, true, but take me out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No free rides.
No.
Buddy boy.
I just want to go out to dinner.
I want my surf and turf.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I just want to go out to dinner.
Eat some bone marrow. Have some duck heart gravy.
Oh, God.
What's
was
so wrong with
so
that?
So good. I know.
I feel like my straight female friends have always met guys sort of by happenstance, usually.
Yeah.
It just sort of happens. And
Because
guys are gross. Especially online.
Yeah.
I think it's because also they're like, it's online. I can do whatever.
Yeah,
they're just
like
the worst of themselves.
Also, I would get so many messages from married guys.
Oh, come on!
I got so many messages from married guys. And then I kept getting messages from this guy that was in a relationship with a girl and a guy. And then I got a message from the other guy in that relationship.
They just had this article online about this girl who is on OkCupid. She was, like, I think 22 or 23, something like the early 20s. And she was very pretty. And she was on OkCupid or Plenty of Fish. I don't remember which one.
I don't do Plenty of
And she
of
got
Fish.
Tons of messages from married guys, and she would agree to meet with them and exchange pictures, and it was all very, very sexual, and they couldn't wait to meet up with her. And she got them to say really personal things about, like, who they actually were.
Oh, my God.
And then before she met up with them, she said, after she found out, like, information, like, she would look them up on, like, that website, I think it's called Spokio or something, where you can, like,
yeah.
find out somebody's
no,
address.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She would be like, I know where you live. I know you're married. I'm going to need $200 a month or a week
oh.
for this amount of time, unless you want me to tell your wife and show her the emails. And she lived like that for 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? Now that's a girl after my own heart.
She
that
is
a girl who knows how to live.
Lady. I also would get messages from guys that wouldn't have profile pictures, and they'd be like, I'm a lawyer. I can't show my picture.
Why?
But don't worry. I'm good looking.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, you're not if you don't have a picture.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't message back. So that's my online dating.
And FYI.
At least I tried.
When you do meet someone who's good-looking online, first of all...
Something's wrong with them.
All good-looking people, usually, they will only be with other good-looking people.
I know!
It's just a fact. If you feel like you are not in that category, and somebody deigns to grace you with their presence that's good-looking, there's something very wrong with them.
Well...
Don't waste your time.
Well, I posted... Do you remember, Kelly? I posted on my Facebook a couple of days ago, like, oh my God, I can't stop staring at this guy while I do homework.
Yeah,
you stopped him. You took a picture of him. He was, he looked like a model.
really tight shorts, and I couldn't stop staring at his junk. He was gorgeous, and everyone was like, get his phone number. I was like, I'm a quirky fat girl. This guy's like a god. There's no way. No way.
He's nice looking.
Oh my God, I wanted to take
jaw.
I wanted, and he had chest hair poking out, but not too much.
Yeah.
Just the right amount.
Yeah.
Oh, he was gorgeous. Let's just have a moment of silence for him.
No.
Chris goes, I really like your braided belt.
I do.